Cigarette.
Okay. What else?
Cigar.
Okay. And say someone had about, well, you, say if you were going to buy some lettuce, you might ask for 3 or 4
heads.
Okay. Would you ever use that word heads talking about children? Say if you had 6 children, would you ever say you had 6 heads of children?
Yeah. Well, I've heard it used quite a bit.
How?
But I've never used it. I don't tell people that I got 3 head of children.
Mm-hmm.
I say I got 3 boys.
Uh-huh.
I got 3 children. I don't say that I got 3 head of children.
How does that sound to you?
It don't even sound country to me. I mean, what I'm talking about, I don't know. It's just the wrong word to use.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear say someone had about 14 children? Did you ever hear him say he had a passel of children?
Yes.
How would they use that
That's
word?
That's real country. Well, okay, puppies.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody would say that, well, you could tell that they had a large litter of puppies and says, that old dog's got a passel of puppies.
Uh-huh.
Passel of fleas around the place or something. It means a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard it used, but not real. It's not common in this area.
Uh-huh.
Never has been, not passel, but it's been used sparingly.
Uh-huh. But you did hear it said about children, say?
No, I don't think so.
Or just animals like puppies or something?
Yes, and other subjects that they would be talking about, not children.
Mm-hmm. What about the word right smart? A right smart of children, a right smart of...
Yeah,
that's common.
How's that used? How do you use that?
Let's see. That means quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any turnips? Oh, I have a right smart of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right smart of turnips.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
It's used quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's been used in this area, and that's how it would be associated.
Mm-hmm. Would you talk about someone having a right smart of money? Or does that sound funny to you?
Well, it'd be, yes. It's not right, but it's been used that way.
Uh-huh. And say someone asks you to do something, you might say, well, I'd like to, but I just...
Can't, I have time.
Okay. And you might say in such a situation, to be careful?
Better watch out.
Or say if, you might say he should be careful, or another way of saying that, you say to be careful? He.
Particular.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear people say, he belongs to be careful?
No.
What would you probably say?
You're talking about that somebody should exercise caution.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've heard him say that he should be extremely careful.
Uh-huh. But you never heard anyone say he belongs to be careful?
No, never have.
Something like that?
Never have.
Say if a boy got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he...
Shouldn't have done.
Or using the word ought, you'd say, I bet he did something he...
Ought not have done.
Okay.
Ought not have done.
Okay. And say if you're refusing to do something, you might tell someone, and no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just, do it.
Didn't do it?
Or you saying that you will not do it, you say, I just...
Can't.
Or I just...
What?
Won't.
I don't know. Just say it again. Ask me.
Well,
again.
Say if someone asks you if you'll do something, you say, well, no matter how many times you ask me to, I just...
I ain't gonna do it.
No.
Why?
I'm not gonna do it.
Okay. And, say if someone asks you if you'll be able to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I... Do you ever say I might?
Give it a try.
Do you ever say I might? could, or did you ever say that Mike could do it?
Yeah, I might could do it.
Okay.